As the world confronts continuing increases in the concentration of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, we should make better use of the countless tiny allies that lie close at hand, suggests Portland-based journalist Kristen Olson.
We walk around on the surface of the Earth, and it seems like something solid and hard and mostly dead. And it is, in fact, the home of billions and billions and billions of microorganisms that, in partnership with plants, created the lush world that we love so much, but that are like our hidden allies in terms of combating some of the really terrible environmental problems that we have.
These microorganisms increase soil fertility, in part, by adding to the amount of carbon that is stored below the surface, a process that, if encouraged and expanded, could substantially mitigate the consequences of greenhouse gases. That's the thesis behind Olson's new book, The Soil Will Save Us: How Scientists, Farmers, and Foodies Are Healing the Soil to Save the Planet. She sees small-scale agriculture leading the way.
They're there working the land every day, and they are the ones who notice changes in their land, notice if it's getting sicker, notice if it's getting healthier. They're the ones trying new things all the time. And they are also the ones who are finding that the solutions of industrial agriculture are not always helpful.
It's not widely recognized, but conventional farming is actually a substantial contributor to global climate change, and has been for centuries.
When we watch that parts per million number of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere grow every year, we think that that's just from burning fossil fuels. But a lot of that is from land use. I mean, the figure that's most commonly cited is that 30% of the continued carbon dioxide that goes into the atmosphere comes from land use. When there is that vast tilling of agricultural fields, that releases carbon that's been stored in the soil, sometimes for thousands of years, that releases that carbon to the atmosphere.
Applying biologically rich compost and rotating soil-enhancing cover crops are two solid traditional ways of rebuilding soil health. New techniques are also being developed. One important experiment is playing out nearby, the Marin Carbon Project.
That is a partnership between agriculturalists and scientists and environmentalists to test the impact of compost spread over rangeland. They discovered that by doing that, it increases the carbon sequestered in the ground and in plants by up to 70%. And that can have really huge repercussions around the country. If ranchers try that, they can sequester enough carbon to offset a lot of carbon dioxide emissions.
How much? Olson says the most optimistic projections from a research team in New Mexico are jaw-dropping.
They estimate that by intensifying some of these soil healing practices, they think that it's possible to sequester enough carbon in the soil on 11% of the farmland in the world, that can offset all of our current emissions of carbon dioxide.
Even lesser offsets would be an enormous benefit, Olson says. And no matter what the numbers are, they would be accomplished independently of any changes we make in the production and use of fossil fuels. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.